Welcome, everyone, to episode 2 of Traveling with the Mouse, the podcast. I am John, and along with me is my co-host, Adam.
Hello, everyone.
And today we are going to be talking about the Star Wars-themed hotel. As you may know from the first episode, we discussed Star Wars Land, and it kind of led to us, or excuse me, it's called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge now. And as you may know, it led to us beginning a discussion about the hotel as well. Adam, how do you feel about the construction of the Star Wars hotel?
Well, John, I gotta say, the first reaction I had to this was that I don't know that I really want to become a Star Wars character and live out a dream I don't have of being in a Star Wars movie, just to stay at an awesome Star Wars themed hotel. However, I think it's going to be awesome, and I think it's going to be unique and innovative, and I'm sure it's going to be well thought out. So I think it's going to be really cool. Now, I hear, and I think the rumor is that they won't allow you to stay more than 2 nights there because of how immersive it is. It's not really like something you want to stay at and do all of your vacationing at this particular hotel.
I had not heard that so far. Where did you get that info?
The just DSNY rumors? Guy, yeah. But it's rumored in terms of, I think I've heard it from a couple of sources now that they think it'll be one of those where, for one, because it's going to be sold out for like 3 years as soon as they start taking reservations for it. But for the other, I think it's going to be, it's not going to be like, oh, I'm staying at the Star Wars hotel, but I'm going to go to Animal Kingdom today and hop over and do it. I think the point is to keep you in that world, but of course limit you to a couple of days probably to where, you're just doing that for a couple of days and then you can move on to a different resort or whatever for the remainder of your theme park experiences or whatever else you want to do.
That's interesting because, I mean, that would work, I guess, in a sense, a little better than what I was thinking. Because my first thoughts when I heard about this is that, you know, it'd be a place that I might want to go and actually stay at and, you know, see all the different environment and the different. I mean, I don't know that I would really get into the cosplay so much. Yeah. I mean, I might be tempted to just a little bit to start with. I just want to know how, you know, extensive a storyline it is they're supposed to be assigning you, I guess. Surely it's not going to be that much. It's not going to feel much like a vacation if you're going to have to stay in character the whole time.
Right, and actually, like, and smuggle stuff and whatever. Yeah, who knows? But I think, you know, I'm not looking forward to it in terms of what I think it's going to be now, but if it's really fun and cool, of course I'm going to get into it, and I would probably want to do more. I really like the idea of it being in an environment where all the windows, you're looking out into space and who knows what you might see just staring out the window into the virtual Star Wars world and stuff like that. And then, of course, the food and things like that will be really weird and unique. And so I think it'll be a fun experience regardless of how deep you want to get into the cosplay or in just to the storylines or whatever they keep throwing at. But I think it'll be neat.
Yeah, I think the way that they would actually suck me into this actually is that if they were to say somewhere between now and the actual opening is like, you know, you get your own full functioning lightsaber, then I'd definitely be on board for that.
Well, yeah, like a very more realistic one than the, you know what's funny, just as a side note, I've seen videos and stuff, and I've seen the Star Wars show that they do at Hollywood Studios on the stage in front of like the Chinese theater. And it's really funny when Kylo Ren comes out and he has a plastic lightsaber. It just looks really funny to me. I don't know if that's... Anyway.
Obviously, you're saying you're having, you're having visions of being 10 years old or something. And,
I didn't have a Kylo Ren costume that looked that good. Of course, Kylo Ren didn't exist back then, but you know what I'm saying. I just, it's just funny to me to see like Darth Vader or Kylo Ren in their super, you know, realistic suit, and then they have a plastic lightsaber. It just looks funny to me.
I guess technically Kylo Ren did exist because it was in a galaxy far away, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Exactly. We just didn't know he existed. Anyone, everyone in the Star Wars universe has already existed.
So does does that mean when you go to the Star Wars hotel that you're going to go back in time? If you're going to a planet. So that's the other thing I think is cool that they haven't really explained but are alluding to is the fact that you park, you walk into this hotel, and you're supposedly, quote-unquote, transported to this environment, right? So when you check into this hotel, is it a thing, or before you check into the hotel, do you, like, sit in some kind of simulator spaceship thing and you launch up to the space station or something and then you check in? Like,
it's gonna well, I'll give you the quote from Bob Iger, and this is verbatim. It says, from the second you arrive, you'll become a part of a Star Wars story. He says the second you arrive. Second. So, I mean, they're talking about jumping you into it pretty quick. You'll immediately become a citizen of the galaxy and experience all that entails, including dressing in the proper attire. Right. And the way he puts it is, once you leave Earth, you will discover a starship alive with characters, stories, and adventures that unfold all around you. It is 100% immersive, and the story will touch every single minute of your day.
Yeah.
And it will culminate in a unique journey for every person who visits. So I can imagine when he says about it being that immersive.
Yeah.
I think they might plan on, just like I said about the droids walking around in the land, I think they plan on having droids and weird things and all that stuff walking around in the lobby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or
yeah,
whatever you want to call it.
Have a droid check you in or something. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
The other thing that I think would be really awesome if they did this for the guests of this resort would be maybe like after hours access to the Star Wars land. Obviously, it's rumored that it'll be connected to Star Wars land in some way, or there'll be a special entrance to Star Wars land. But that would really get me excited if staying at this resort gave you like a couple of hours of resort exclusive access to the land itself, like either before or after park closing for normal day guests or whatever. That would be awesome.
I would imagine they probably are planning on doing something like that. Like, you get almost extra magic hours just for that land specifically. Exactly. From the hotel. Because they do something similar, even though you don't go straight into it. But if you noticed on some of Universal's packages, they say it includes extra hours. Mm-hmm. Early entry into the Wizarding World of Harry Potter specifically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Things like that. So they may have that as a perk, so to speak, for staying at the Star Wars hotel.
Yes.
Still not a lot of details. The concept art, looking at it, is kind of neat. I don't know from the concept art that I would really feel real comfortable on the beds that they have shown in the concept art.
Yeah, but exactly. It looks like a very rough mattress, but to say the least.
And I wonder if the floor looks shiny and everything. I wonder if it's going to be like hard, if it's going to be concrete or something. Probably. On the floor.
And it would be weird.
No, like, carpet.
If you're supposedly in space, it would be really weird if, like, in the middle of the night, you go through like an asteroid field or something and bounce around, and the entire hotel is built on a simulator.
Yeah. Sorry. That would be interesting. Does it include like, the alerts like you would see in
Yeah.
Star in the original Star Wars movies, like pew 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 exactly. pew. In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
We're under attack.
Right, and then you have to go to a battle station and shoot TIE fighters, and then you got to fix the hyperdrive.
Then you have to fight off being boarded by Darth Vader.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And then just like at the end of Rogue One.
So exactly. You're
locked in this hallway. Yeah. And then you get slaughtered by Darth Vader.
I was going to say, someone's going to have to sacrifice themselves in the storyline.
So that's an interesting thought, too. Could you die in this universe if you crash the Millennium Falcon or get in a run-in with the First Order?
Yeah. Is it follow the rules like the Matrix, you know? In the Matrix, if you die in the Matrix, you die in real life. If you die in character, do you really die?
So really what you're saying is you go into this hotel and then you plug this thing into your brain and you're just sitting in a chair while you're experiencing this Star Wars hotel.
Yeah. Okay, I think we've gone off the deep end with that one. I tell you what, though, in all seriousness, I was thinking, you know, with this hotel, and I know obviously you're not going to have any windows because, I mean, none to the outside world because that would make it that would pretty much take away from the immersive experience if you look out the window and see like I-4 or something. I don't know.
Right.
Osceola Parkway.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say World Drive or Osceola Parkway.
Yeah. So yeah, or if you, because based on what it looks like to me, they're going to have to get an entrance into Star Wars land like they say that we'll like we all, like a lot of podcasts, including ourselves, feel like there's going to be. In order for them to do that, they're pretty much going to have to destroy or do something to the current main entrance, pretty much.
Yeah,
to the studios, or, because it would go right over that.
Yeah, or they do some sort of crosswalk that is where you can't see out. Or something. Maybe they camouflage it in a way that it doesn't look like it's an actual crosswalk into the land, but maybe it is. And from the inside of said crosswalk, it just looks like you're walking through a corridor of a space station or something. Yeah. So it's possible they could do that.
Yeah, I'm interested to see exactly how they do the, I guess, the main areas of the hotel. Like, are they going to make it look like existing lands? Or are they going to make it something brand new but with a Star Wars theme? I mean, I know it's going to be Star Wars theme, but, you know, a Star Wars what's the word I'm looking for? Decor, I guess. Right, or
like that sort of dirty, gritty, used world that Star Wars has, not this sort of shiny, clean, Star Trek-y type world.
In the spirit of the Star Wars universe designs, like they have been done, not necessarily copy any of the ones that are in the movies, but kind of create it in that style.
Yeah, because the first thing I thought of was like Cloud City. I figured they would probably put a lot of touches of that in there because that's what, you know.
That would be pretty neat.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. But anyway.
Personally, if it were me, I would actually want a resort that is built after the Death Star. That's what I would want.
That would be cool, yeah. So you can go up to the detention area and march up to the detention area.
Yes, I could do that. Yeah, that would be the rooms.
Yeah, exactly. It
would be just like it'd be like cells.
And then you could do the pool for that hotel would be the garbage chute. That's the slide. And then the pool itself is just full of garbage floating.
I was going to say, they just actually just dump you out into one of the existing little swamp areas that is already out there.
Yeah, pretty much. They'll use the same swamp water. And then they'll have like the animatronic monster that will drag you under the water.
I was going to say, you could get dragged under by a monster.
Yeah, and then the walls will close and slowly crush you until you use your magic band to call 3PO and tell him to stop the garbage, shut down all garbage compactors. What? On the detention level? I don't know.
Yes.
Forgot what the
line was. I forgot. Yeah. I turned it off.
Right. Oh no. Curse my alright, I won't go into all that.
Yes, we're not gonna recreate the movie.
But something interesting that I've heard people talk about too was the comparison to Westworld, the HBO show, which I've seen a few episodes of, and I sort of get the comparison because that show is very similar to creating an immersive environment where you can, you know, be your own, create your own story in a Western town and do whatever you want to all the people because all the people are androids and things like that. So I get the comparison, but hopefully it won't be that crazy. But I just thought that was interesting to note.
Yeah. See, I think, too, with this hotel, the Star Wars hotel, mm-hmm. they're kind of setting the precedent or the stage for their future hotel concepts. I think they're going to do more immersive stuff in other categories or other characters or movies or what. Another one of their intellectual properties, they're probably going to make resorts, an immersive resort from I would imagine they're going to do it again, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm sure this one will be pretty successful. So obviously they'll take as much as they can from this one and see what they can do with other things like that. Yeah, I mean, you think about things like Be Our Guest Restaurant. It's sort of that immersive thing. It's just not quite the level of a hotel or a resort. But they definitely are doing more things that way, which, again, we'll talk about this in another episode. But the thing about the Mission Space restaurant is basically the same kind of extension of all these new things that they're doing to sort of stick you in an environment that is outside of the real world, so to speak.
Yeah, and some of the other concept art does suggest that they're going to have like a bar or a lounge type area that in which you are served by a droid. And like I said, you can see droids of all kinds all around, but I don't know if it's going to be an actual droid or, I mean, is it going to be – because, you know, Royal Caribbean has that they have those robotic arms that serve drinks.
Yeah, and I think Universal, if I'm not mistaken, one of their hotels does this where they have a room service robot or something like that that brings you things. I know I'm not making that up, but I think this sort of thing already exists to a degree, so I think that will, you know, they'll just sort of make a Star Wars version of some things that are already out there as far as droids. Doing things like that and whatever. It'll be interesting.
And the restaurants, whatever they're going to do with the food. Yeah.
All we know is the Bantha milk. Everyone is excited about that.
Have you, I mean, I think you've probably seen this. You've seen the, you know, the Bad Lip Readings. Have you seen the songs and the things they've done with the Star Wars movies?
Yeah, of course. Months? Yeah.
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 I was reminded when you said that, it's like double suns and sipping blue milk.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're going to have blue milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they can add some rum to it or something. If it's going to be a bar, you know.
Yeah. You know, I'm
want
sure
bourbon in my Bantha milk.
Bourbon in your Bantha milk?
All right. I don't know.
I'm sure they will... have some sort of concoction, otherworldly drinks.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
That they'll mix together. I'm kind of interested in what they would do with the food, though. If they're going to make it totally immersive, I mean, what kind of food did they eat?
Yeah, like the weird stuff Luke was eating when he found Yoda and all that stuff. That did not look very good, so.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't really see them eating a whole lot in the movies.
Not much.
So.
How are you so big eating food of this kind?
Yeah, yes. And then whatever it was Yoda was fixing. But yeah.
Yeah, that weird soup with the snakes crawling in the bowl. Yeah. No thanks.
One thing that I did think about when they said the hotel was going to be immersive, and this is just, you know, this is how my mind works. I should really work for them as far as ideas go.
Imagineer.
Yeah. But I was thinking, okay, they have a Star Wars themed hotel, and they announced a third cruise ship. We already knew about the two, but they announced a third cruise ship. And I was actually talking the other day. I was like, you know, it would be kind of neat if they actually took a cruise ship and did this immersive experience type thing and themed it to like the Black Pearl or something like that. You know, even though the Black Pearl in itself is kind of dark, I mean, they could lighten it up enough to where it's not, you know, like a totally dingy experience, I guess, dark and dingy experience. But they could Disney it up, you know, just make it look as close to the Black Pearl as possible.
It's you know, so a giant cruise ship that looks like a small, a ship with sails on it, with black sails.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they could do something to make it do like that. I don't know. They're probably not going to. That's probably a pretty tall task, to pull that off. But I mean, someone's probably thought of it and tried to imagine it. I would imagine at Disney.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, though, if the Star Wars hotel is very successful, I could see them doing a Star Wars ship.
Maybe. Yeah. I would kind of hope not, actually. They really might do that, though. I mean, that doesn't fit, for one thing. I mean, they already do the Star Wars Days at Sea.
Right. Well, I mean, they could expand on that, though.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't do like.
I would not like to see the whole thing themed that way. That's just me. Because I mean, I don't know. It's neat that they got the rights to Star Wars and they're actually utilizing it. That's great. But I think it's been a little too heavy. I think they're going in a direction where everything is based on movies.
Yeah.
And you know, that entertainment thing.
Yeah, and again, we'll probably talk about this in another episode, but yeah, a lot of people are joking about they should change Epcot to IPCOT or IPCOT.
IPCOT. Change it to the E to an I.
Yeah, intellectual
property. Or intellectual property COT.
Exactly.
Intellectual property community of tomorrow.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. So, I mean, that's what it's going to become. Although they, you know, we'll talk about that in another episode, so I won't get into that, but it'll be interesting how they handle all of this, like you said, influx of intellectual properties. Because really, I mean, that's the safe play, and that's where the money is, and, you know, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know we're speaking of Star Wars right now, but, you know, I've been seeing recently where they're talking about you could very easily see now the same Marvel character in both Disney and Universal.
Right.
It's very so
which I mean I don't know all the details of that, but I think isn't it more so that Florida can't have certain characters in the parks, whereas California has a little bit more leeway with the Marvel characters now.
I'm not really sure because I don't recall how much Universal Studios Hollywood has of Marvel.
Yeah.
I don't know that it does because, you know, Marvel was really introduced when they did Islands of Adventure.
Right, yeah.
And they don't have an Islands of Adventure in California. They just kind of expanded on the studio. I guess.
Yeah, they don't really have the space for it, I wouldn't think, but
anyway. But and of course I would imagine in this case, I don't know what they're going to do differently. I mean, are they possibly toying with the idea if this goes off successfully and you know, if they pull this Star Wars themed hotel off as well as they hope to, are they going to incorporate a hotel out in California.
You know? No, that'll be interesting. Yeah, because I know they're supposedly have the land for a new hotel, and they've talked about adding a fourth hotel in Disneyland because they are moving. They're building that other parking structure on, I can't think of the name of the street, but on, you know, they're across the street on the other side of, on the Tomorrowland side of Disneyland, they're building that new giant parking deck to make way for another hotel next to Disneyland Hotel. So, yeah, I'm wondering if they're just holding and waiting to see if this hotel does how the Florida one does.
I would totally stay at the Star Wars hotel and get an immersive experience if we could actually destroy another planet while we're staying there.
That's why you wanted to be the Death Star.
Yes, I want to be totally immersive into this. I want to have the ability of, you know, taking someone like Princess Leia aside and, you know, pretending that right. I'm going to Alderaan. Spare her planet and then actually go ahead and destroy it.
Nice. Well, why don't you just build a Star Killer base and blow up five planets?
Like we could, the way Disney could do it though is they could actually have a window looking out, and you can choose which existing attraction you want to destroy.
Ah, that would be even better.
I think that if they did that and they kept stats on it, I guarantee you the one that would be destroyed the most would be Stitch's Great Escape.
Yes, I'm sure it would. And that's a subject for another episode, I'm sure, as well.
Yes. I could go on and on. I could rant.
Just hold it back. Hold it back.
All right. Well, I think, you know, we've covered about all we can today as far as the Star Wars themed hotel goes. We would like to know, you know, in the comment section of our pages. We have a Facebook page, Traveling with the Mouse podcast is the Facebook page, as well as the Twitter handle is TWTM podcast. And Adam, what's the website again?
It is travelingwiththemouse.com.
Yes, and we would love to hear from you, what you think of what we've done so far, and give us your feedback and opinions. And we would definitely like to hear the topics that you would maybe like to have covered, or maybe that you would, if you have any questions you would like to ask. Because as we said in our first one, you know, we've had quite a few number of trips under our belt under a wide variety of circumstances, whether it be as a child, whether it be solo, or whether it be with a family. And now with our own families. Mm-hmm. So we have a wide variety of trips under our belt to discuss how we did things as well, which we'll do that in future episodes. So thank you for joining us for this episode of Traveling with a Mouse, and we hope to see you next time.
Peace out.